First of all, talking about some of the things that floated around this morning, it's not the right time or place to talk about my relationship with Dan Snyder, or it's not the right time and place to talk about something that happened a year ago. I'll get a chance to talk to Dan at the end of the season, and I'll give him some viewpoints from me. I'm sure he'll give me his thoughts on what direction we'll go, and so we'll communicate that at the proper time. I take full responsibility for this game today. I didn't have the players ready to play. I thought they were ready to play. We didn't, obviously, horrendous in special teams. Giving up big play after big play. Didn't tackle like we normally tackle on defense. Offensively, did a couple good things. Couldn't get anything going in the second half. So I'll put that all on me. Any questions?
Coach, there's been a couple times over the course of the last few weeks when something's come out that wasn't true. And you did, even in season, say that it wasn't. Why not do that in this situation?
Well, like I said, there's only one focus I have now. Anytime that you're 3-9 or 3-10, there's going to be constantly things brought up time after time. There's one thing that I'll talk about, and that'll be the Atlanta Falcons. Or we'll talk about the remaining three games. And so I'm not going to go down that road because I understand what happens when you having the type of season that we're having.
A couple of weeks ago, you said that every player, every coach was playing and coaching for their job. After a loss like this, do you worry at all about your job and the staff the rest of the
way? Like I said, my focus is going to be on Atlanta. I'm not going to get away from that. We've got a lot of work to do. Did a poor job getting them ready today. I will get them ready next week. We've got to play at a much higher level to have a chance to beat a good football team. And that's totally on my shoulders.
So, in short, you're going to talk about what you feel like talking about, but not anything else.
Well, if you'd like to word it that way, I don't like to word it that way. I'd like to, talk about the job at hand, not speculation and or my relationship. I'd like to focus on the job at hand.
Mike, have you had a conversation with Dan Snyder since that story came out?
Like I said, we're going to talk. We'll talk about football. We'll talk about Atlanta. I'm not going to get into details about my relationship with Dan. Or about the reports that circled this morning.
You just said, when you're going through a season like this one, but you've really never gone through a season quite like this one. Even the year in Denver when you guys kind of collapsed, Elway had retired and TD got hurt. You've never been through anything quite like this, have you?
No, I haven't. Not with the football team that did what we did the year before. And relative to the last, fairly healthy until the last couple weeks. We've lost a couple guys over the last few weeks, but before that, we were fairly healthy.
How frustrating is it for you to have this kind of year?
Yeah, it's frustrating. It's frustrating not to be able to close some games. And, I told you that I got to do a better job getting these guys ready to play. Today was one of our poor games. Some big plays on special teams. And, they got great returners. But they made us look pretty poor today. Field position was off the charts.
Mike, independent of that report, do you want to remain the coach here, and do you believe that
like
you
said,
will?
You can keep on talking about this, and I think I made my point. Any questions about football?
How do you, after a game like this, how do you get the team prepared to play? I mean, obviously, whatever happened this week didn't work. What do you
well,
do
Well, I told them that, I did a poor job getting them ready. I thought they were ready to play. And any time, you do that, you said, hey, it's my responsibility to get you ready for Atlanta. I apologize for them not getting them ready to play because that's my job to play at a higher level than we did today. I thought in the second half we came up initially, did some great things, excellent things on defense, and we couldn't get things going on offense. But collectively, we have to play much better than we did.
Coach, when you're 3-9 now, I guess 3-10, the critics will ask the question, give me proof that you haven't lost the ball club. After a performance like today, what do you say to those critics to make them understand that you have not lost the ball club? How do you prove that?
Well, I think what you have to do is take a look at each game over the next three games and see how we play. I can't say anything about today because that speaks for itself. All we got to do is think about Atlanta, our football team in general, our coaching staff, and do the best job we can getting them ready to play there.
Do you think a performance like today, though, I'm talking about, you're talking about missed tackles, four sacks in the first half. Would you agree that that does lend credence to some people who say he might have lost his ball club?
Well, I take full responsibility of that. People are going to say what they're going to say, especially when you're 3-10. And rightfully so. They have the right to say and critique. Now my job is to get these guys to play better, and hopefully I do.
Mike, was the decision to put in Kirk just strictly score and time of the game related, or was there anything performance related with Robert?
I told Robert, you know, if they scored on a play before, I thought the game was out of reach, and once I felt like the game was out of reach, I was going to put Kirk in there. Carmi?
Does Robert start next week?
We'll talk about all that later. Not to try to, but I would say that about anybody, any position. We'll talk about that if we look at injuries, look at where we're at, and what direction we're going. Anything else?
Call the San Francisco loss, I guess. I know it's difficult for a coach to kind of encapsulate the words right after a game. You called the San Francisco loss an embarrassment, a low point. I mean, come walking off the field today and in these quick moments here, can you summarize, put your finger on, describe?
I took full responsibility for that. I don't need to go any further. If you'd like to talk more about the running game and Alfred Morris carrying the ball, we could do that. But I think I made my point. Thank you.